నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Samam Bonam, Chapter 5, the meeting of Nand Maharaj and Vasudev, verse number 18. Tata Arabhya Nandasya వ్రజ సర్వ సమృద్ధిమాన్ హరేర్ నివాసాత్మ గుణై రమా క్రీదం అభున్నృప తతారభ్య నందస్య వ్రజ సర్వ సమృద్ధిమాన్ హరేర్ నివాసాత్మ గుణే రమా క్రీడం అభున్నృప తతారభ్య నందస్య వ్రజ సర్వ సమృద్ధిమాన్ హరేర్ నివాసాత్మ గుణే రమా క్రీడం అభున్నృప. సమృద్ధిమాన్ హరే నివాసాత్మ గుణై రమా క్రీడం అభున్నృపా తతారభ్య నందస్య వ్రజ సర్వ సమృద్ధిమాన్ హరే నివాసాత్మ గుణే రమా క్రీడం అభున్నృప. మాతాజీ నందస్య వ్రజ సర్వ సమృద్ధిమాన్ హరే నివాసాత్మ గుణై రమా క్రీడం అభున్నృప. మాతాజీ తతారభ్య నందస్య వ్రజ సర్వ సమృద్ధిమాన్ హరే నివాసాత్మ గుణై రమా క్రీడం అభున్నృప తత ఆరభ్య. బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ టైమ్ నందస్య ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ నంద వ్రజ భూమి ద ల్యాండ్ ఫార్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ అండ్ బ్రీడింగ్ కౌస్ సర్వ సమృద్ధిమాన్ became opulent with all kinds of riches. Hare Nivasa of the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma Gunai by the transcendental quality. Rama Kridam the place of pastimes for the goddess of fortune. Abhut became Nripa, O King, Maharaj Parikshit, Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.29, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambhrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddess of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Nanda Maharaj's abode was already opulent, and since Krishna had appeared, it would be opulent in all respects. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ithinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, Verse Number 18, Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet, beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Hare Krishna. So, from today, we are starting the series of classes on pastimes of Lord Krishna pertaining to Sri Krishna Janmashtami festival. So, we celebrate Janmashtami the day Krishna appeared, whole day, till night 12 o'clock. Nanda Maharaj celebrated Janmashtami the next day, after he appeared the next day. That's called Nanda Utsav, the festival of Nanda Maharaj. The father giving party, birthday party, the father giving feast for the son's appearance. So when Krishna appeared in Mathura at midnight, it is described that there was auspiciousness everywhere, on earth, in atmosphere, in the sky, and in the water bodies. The east, west, north, south, all directions were auspicious. In the lake, the water was very clear, and there were lotus flowers blooming. Generally, lotus flowers don't bloom at night. They bloom in the daytime. But at time of Krishna's appearance, the lotus flowers were blooming even at night. And the ocean, there were very mild waves giving pleasing sounds. Above the ocean were clouds chanting the holy name, giving thunderous, sweet thunderous sound. And the breeze was very pleasant. Whoever was feeling the touch of the breeze on their skin, they were feeling very nice. And the sky, there was full moon. Now Krishna appeared on Ashtami, Janmashtami. Ashtami means eighth day. Yesterday was Purnima, full moon. Ashtami, it is not full moon. Ashtami is not Purnima. But on that day, when Krishna appeared, the moon became full. Even though it was Ashtami, and it's not natural, but the moon became full, because moon god was very happy, very jubilant, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appearing in my vansh, Chandra vansh, the moon dynasty. Krishna appeared in Chandra vansh. The moon god was very happy that Krishna is coming in my dynasty. I will be glorified. My dynasty will be glorified. So he came full, full circle, beautiful, golden, white, cooling, very happy. And sky, there was auspicious nakshatra, Rohini, constellation. And all the Vasis, Mathura Vasis, they were feeling very peaceful in their heart. Many of the Brahmanas in Mathura were very fearful of Kamsa. Especially Kamsa and his associates, they had stopped the performance of Yajna. They stopped the performance of fire sacrifice. They stopped the worship of Lord Vishnu. They were harassing the devotees. They were harassing the Brahmanas. But on that day, the Brahmanas felt their house free of disturbance. Their hearts were very peaceful, and they had renewed enthusiasm to perform their fire sacrifice, to perform their puja in the house. And they did that, and they felt so nice. All the other living entities, including the peacocks, the deer, the animals, the birds, they also felt peaceful in their heart. The whole atmosphere was of auspiciousness, good fortune, peace, no fear. Even in Vrindavan, Gokul, all the Gokul Vasis, they were feeling very peaceful. This is because not only Krishna appeared from the womb of Devaki in the prison of Kams, Krishna appeared actually in the heart of each devotee. All devotees in Vrindavan, Krishna simultaneously appeared in their heart, and they felt so nice. Adding Krishna to our life, we feel nice. We feel peaceful. We feel happy. We feel cool. Our material existence is hot, the dukkha, the heat of samsara. But when we come and see Radha Raj Bihari, it's very cool. Like yesterday, we saw Purnima, moon of Purnima. It's so cooling, golden, white, circle, very cooling. In the same way, Lord Krishna's face is compared to moon, Krishna Chandra or Gaur Chandra. Or Ram Chandra. Chandra means moon. And it is said that if we multiply the beauty of the full moon millions of times, then that is the beauty that will give you some indication of the beauty of the tip of the nail of Krishna's toe. Krishna's lotus feet, lotus toe, and then the nail, and then the tip of the nail is millions of times more shining, more beautiful, more cooling than the full moon on Purnima day, Purnima night. So when we take darshan of the Lord, starting from His lotus feet till His beautiful face, smiling face, we feel all our material miseries vanish. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, when we hear and read Srimad Bhagavatam, or when we do service, any contact with Krishna is all auspicious. Any contact with Krishna will eradicate all miseries. Any contact with Krishna will give us peace. So when Krishna appeared at midnight, all the residents of Vrindavan and Mathura, especially those who were devotees, they felt peace in their heart. And Krishna appeared outside the womb of Devaki in a four-handed Narayana form. And Devaki and Vasudeva were surprised. This is transcendental appearance of the Lord. No child is born with four hands. But Krishna appeared with four-handed form. No child is born in adult body. Living entities take birth in baby body. But Krishna appeared in full youth form with a helmet, golden crown, and with flower garland, Vaijanti mala, and yellow dhoti, and all the ornaments, and Shankh Chakra Padma Gada in his four hands, and his smiled and he spoke. No child is born smiling. When a child is born, he cries. And when he grows up, other cries. But Krishna is smiling and he is speaking sweetly with full uniform, with all his clothes, ornaments and garlands. And Vasudeva and Devaki were surprised. Vasudeva was so jubilant, and he thought, when generally, even ordinarily, a male child is born in the house, one gives charity. What to speak about me, whom Krishna is born, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How much charity I should give? But because he was in the prison of Kams, and Kams had taken all his cows and opulence, Vasudeva didn't have an opportunity to give anything in charity. But still Vasudeva in his mind gave thousands of cows in charity to the Brahmana. And then Vasudeva paid his obeisances to Vishnu and offered his beautiful prayers, saying, "My dear Lord, You are so merciful. Just to relieve me of the fear of Kans, You have appeared in this form. I am an ordinary soul. I don't qualify and I don't deserve this mercy. But You are so loving to Your devotees that You have come in this form. It is very astonishing. And after seeing You in this form, my fear of Kams is gone. Now I am no longer fearful. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of cosmic manifestation, the maintainer, the creator, the maintainer, the destructor, the proprietor, the enjoyer, the master, the controller. Krishna is all this. Not just all this, He is supreme controller, His supreme creator, His supreme proprietor, His supreme enjoyer, His supreme master," and so many beautiful prayers He offered. Mother Devaki also, she offered very beautiful prayers. She expressed surprise. Mother Devaki expresses that I have heard all the universes, big, big, gigantic universes are in your stomach. Or Krishna's stomach, Mahavishnu. And it is very surprising to me, how come you are in my stomach? Because it's inconceivable. Devaki is in a universe. Universe is in Krishna. And Krishna is in Devaki. That's inconceivable. In fact, Vasudeva answers this by saying that it's not very wonderful, because that is how the creation happened. The universe came out of Mahavishnu's body, and that Mahavishnu again entered inside the universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And out of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's navel came Brahma. Brahma created all the planets, and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expanded as Shirodakshaya Vishnu and entered into each planet, each heart, each atom. That's Paramatma, super soul. So the creation also happened in this way. So Devaki prayed that, my dear Lord, she has motherly affection. And she said, you have come in this full uniform, full paraphernalia. Definitely comes as soon as he sees you, is going to attack you. Kans killed your six brothers only knowing that you are going to come. Only with the information that Krishna is going to come, he killed the six brothers. What will he do when he sees you actually coming? The information itself made him so cruel that he killed the six brothers. So Devaki said, my dear Lord, please become a small baby. Devaki was thinking that six sons so I couldn't protect, but this one somehow I will protect. She was still having that hope that maybe I'll hide this small boy, or maybe I will pacify Kans. So please become a small baby. Lord Narayana responded. He said, my dear mother and father, the reason I have appeared in this four-handed form so that you get convinced that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as your son. And since I am here now, you no longer need to fear come. When Krishna is near, no fear. So you no longer need to fear come. In fact, this is not first time you are my mother and father. This is third time. In one of the previous millenniums, Devaki was Prishni and Vasudeva was Sutapa. And Lord Brahma requested Prishni and Sutapa to create progeny. And this couple didn't immediately started living as a husband and wife. They wanted to create a good progeny. So they both performed austerities in the forest for 12,000 years of the demigod, eating only dry leaves which fall from the trees on the ground. Only dry leaves they will eat and meditate on Vishnu. So much tapasya, so that a good progeny is created. So good progeny is there, then the society will be automatically peaceful. But if bad progeny is there, then there will be so many sinful and criminal activities, and the society is in chaos. So after 12,000 years of successful tapasya, Lord Vishnu appeared, being pleased, and told them, please ask for some benediction. They could have asked liberation also. But by the will of the Lord, Devaki asked that, my dear Lord, we want a son like you. Vishnu said, not possible. There is nobody like me. I am unique. One and only one. So I will become your son. And that is how I was born as Prishni Garbha, the son of Prishni and Sutapa. Then in next birth, Devaki was Aditi and Vasudeva was Kashyap. And the Lord was born as Vamandev, Upendra, the dwarf incarnation, the son of Aditi and Kashyap. And in this birth, you are again my mother and father, Devaki and Vasudev, and I am born to you. And this is your last birth. After this, you will come back to me in the spiritual world. And for now, I request you, I become a baby form, and you carry me to Gokul, to the house of Nanda Maharaj. There Yashoda Rani has just given birth to a girl child, and you keep me there and bring the girl child here. And saying this, Lord Narayana turned into a baby form, which is the original Krishna form. Lord Narayana is expansion of Krishna. Krishna is not expansion of Lord Narayana. He is Sarva Karana Karanam. So Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu, the multiple avatars, the Purusha avatars, Lord Ramchandra, they all are expansions of Balram. And Balramji is expansion of Krishna. So that original Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the one who appeared in front of Devaki in a small baby form. And same time, Yashoda gave birth to a girl child. That is Krishna's sister, Yogmaya. The same Yogmaya who transferred Balramji from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini Mata. So by the influence of Yogmaya, all the Mathura Vasis slept. All the Gokul Vasis, including Yashoda Maya, slept. Nobody could see what is happening. At that time, Vasudev's shackles were unlocked. The gate of the prison was open. The security slept. And Vasudev took little Krishna in the basket and came out of the prison house of Kams and he walked towards Gokul. Even though night is dark, but it was full light, because wherever Krishna is present, there is no darkness. So he could see the way. Full moon was there. And during that time, it was raining. And Yamuna was flooded. The river was brimmed with water. And it's not easy to cross a flooded river. That too with a child. But Vasudev had full faith on the instructions of the Lord. So he kept walking. And the river Yamuna, when Krishna appeared in front of her, she gave way. She slowed down. And Lord Balram in the form of Anant Chesh, he also came in the water and he became an umbrella to protect Lord Krishna from the rains. And Vasudev was walking. It is explained that while crossing the river, the baby Krishna in the basket fell down in the river. And Vasudev became mad. Out of overwhelming affection for Krishna, he became crazy. He started crying and he started swimming and searching for his baby. And finally he got Krishna. Krishna was testing his father and showing to the whole world how Vasudev loves him. And then Vasudev successfully crossed the river. He went to the house of Nanda Maharaj. He went to the bedroom of Yashoda Maya. Yashoda Maya was sleeping on the bed and a girl child was there and he kept Krishna. He picked up Yogmaya and he came back from the same route. This is stealing. This is immoral activity. Vasudev coming out of the prison That's immoral. Vasudev going to the bedroom of his friend's wife night 12 o'clock. That too from a chor rasta. That too hidingly, not from the main gate. Imagine what would have happened if somebody saw him. Or if he was caught. What would he answer? And then replacing his child with another child, knowing well that Kamsa is going to kill that child. Vasudev is such a nice gentleman that even Kamsa had trust on Vasudev's word. And that Vasudev, who just to keep his word of honor, gave the first son to Kamsa immediately after the child was born, did so many immoral activities, broke so many laws, not expected from Vasudev to do that. But he did. Why? Because Krishna ordered him. A devotee is beyond good and bad. For Krishna, a devotee may be ready to do even bad things. But that's not for us. That's for personalities like Vasudev or Narad Muni, great souls. But we should understand, a devotee is beyond ordinary good and bad. So Vasudev is beyond his laws. And he acted immorally, apparently, because Krishna ordered him to do so. Vasudev was not afraid what he is caught. What if Nanda Maharaj comes to know that he did this? Because Krishna ordered, he did it. And he went back to the prison, gave the girl child to Devaki. He himself closed the gates of prison. He himself again put the shackles so that Kamsa doesn't doubt what has happened. Such a big breaking news happened behind Kamsa. But Kamsa didn't know. No CCTV, so he didn't know. And here at night, Yashoda, she gave birth to a child. But she couldn't see whether it is a male child or a female child because Yogmaya made her sleep. So everybody in Nand Bhavan, in the house of Nand Maharaj, was sleeping. The Gokulvasis were sleeping and Krishna was born. So during morning time, Krishna cried. Babies cry. So Krishna behaved like an ordinary baby. He cried. And that cry woke up Yashoda Maiya. Woke up the Brahmana ladies around. The other ladies who were assisting Yashoda Maiya during pregnancy. They woke up. And they came and saw such a beautiful boy. And Yashoda Maiya saw such a beautiful dark boy. Small baby form. Bluish body. And lotus petal like eyes. And bow-like eyebrows, and curly hair, and sleek cheeks, mirror-like cheeks, and small fingers, small hands, small legs, and soft body, and reddish lips. Oh, so beautiful. Yashoda Maiya couldn't decide, is this blue sapphire, blue diamond? Or is this blue lotus flower? Or is this my boy? She couldn't decide. She was so happy. Her breast was overflowing with milk. And she was very joyful. And all the ladies around were very happy. Because Yashoda, she didn't have a child since many years of marriage. So there was no prince, no Rajkumar. Nanda Maharaj was there, the king of the cowherd men, but everybody was waiting for a Rajkumar who will succeed Nanda Maharaj and in future continue to be the king. But since many years they didn't have a child. So now when the child came, they were very jubilant. They were very happy. And on the bed, Yashoda Maiya was bending towards the body of Krishna and seeing the beautiful form of his son. very happy. Now, what are the first words which came out of Yashoda Maiya's mouth after seeing Krishna? You will be surprised to know. The first words which came out of Yashoda Maiya's mouth was, "Get out! Get out! Bhag jao!" The reason is, when Yashoda Maiya bent on Krishna, Krishna's body is so sleek like mirror, that Yashoda Maiya saw her own reflection in the body of Krishna. And she thought, some witch has occupied the body of my boy. Some Dayan has occupied the body of my boy. So she said, get out, nikalo isko bahar. Krishna's body is so sleek, so mirror-like sleek. Then all the Brahmana ladies, they told Yashoda, "Hey, pick this boy up and give your milk." And any mother would pick the child up and give milk. Yashoda Maiya also wanted to do that, but she was hesitating to do. Why? Because she saw this boy is so soft. If I keep this boy on my lap, he will feel pain. If I feed him my breast milk, he will feel pain because this boy's body is so soft. Krishna's body is like butter. Soft like butter. When you touch butter, what happens? Your finger goes inside. Without applying force, just you touch butter, your finger will go inside. That's Krishna's body. So soft, if you touch, finger will go inside. Have you touched a new leaf, just grown, just born, new green leaf? Anybody touched? How soft is that leaf? So in Vrindavan, sometimes when Krishna walks in the forest, that new grown leaf happens to touch Krishna's skin, Krishna's body. Just touch. At that place, blue and black mark will form. That new grown leaf will be so hard on Krishna's body, that the black and blue mark, red mark will form. His body is so soft that even the leaf is hard for him. So one who is so soft, how soft must be his heart, Krishna's heart? So soft. And in his heart, his devotees stay. How soft must be his devotees? And such devotees, if we hurt, that is very painful to Krishna. That's how Vaishnava Aparadh is so dangerous. If we hurt Vaishnavas, then Krishna feels pain. And another point is, we want Krishna to reside in our heart, but he is so soft. If our heart is hard, how will he reside? Like we sit on a cushion, soft. If it's hard surface, difficult to sit. So Krishna, why should we invite him in a hard surface? We should invite him on a soft surface. So we should make our heart soft. Soft heart means soft qualities. Honesty, tolerance, truthfulness, compassion, humility, cleanliness, self-control, austerity, wisdom, peacefulness, etc. These are soft qualities. Nowadays people don't even know the list of the qualities. Forget having it. In school and college, they don't teach this list. It's not part of the syllabus. That's not education nowadays. So the soft qualities, they come by chanting the holy name of Krishna. The heart becomes soft. Mode of goodness. And when we have soft qualities, it's easy to invite Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, please reside in my soft heart. So he is so soft that Yashoda Maiya is hesitant and afraid to pick up the boy. So the elderly Brahmana ladies, they encourage Yashoda Maiya, pick up, don't worry, just pick up. And finally, with her soft hand, she picks up and she starts feeding. And she is so joyful, feeding her son first time. Mother's blood, out of love for the child, converts into milk. And that milk nourishes the child. That's ordinary. But here, Yashoda Maiya, she is in Vatsalya Bhav. Her love is expressed through her milk. And she kept on feeding Krishna, and Krishna kept on sucking the milk. And while Krishna was sucking, she started observing very carefully and closely the curly hair, the soft cheeks, and the reddish lips, and soft tongue, and lotus petal-like eyes, and eyebrows, and small fingers, small hands. She was very jubilant. Sometimes some milk will come on the lips of Krishna while sucking, so she will take the edge of her sari and wipe. So as she was feeding milk, she saw some white on the left side of Krishna. So she thought some milk is there. So she took her sari and started wiping, but that white was not going. And then she realized, this is white hair. Krishna has on his chest Sri Vatsa, white hair. And Krishna also has on his chest golden hair. One golden hair denotes Lakshmi Devi, who is always at his bosom, and silver hair denotes Brahmanas. Bhrigumuni kicked Krishna's chest, so that chest Bhrigumuni is there. So she thought it is a milk stain. So she started wiping, but it's not going. And she was surprised. A child is born with such a beautiful form, and additionally with a silver and a golden hair on the chest. And she was very jubilant. Meanwhile, one elderly Brahmana lady went to inform Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj with his brother Upananda and staff was in the field taking care of some agenda there. And this elderly lady, she couldn't walk fast. But she was very eager, very joyful to inform Nanda Maharaj that Rajkumar is born, a son is born to you, a boy is born to you. So she somehow was walking fast. And she reached the field. She came closer to Nanda Maharaj. But she was so happy and she was so shy, she couldn't directly inform Nanda Maharaj. So what to do? You know, he's a king and, you know, this news is also such. Heads will stand. So she didn't speak to Nanda Maharaj. One of the servant of Nanda Maharaj was working in the field. And she spoke to the servant. She said, "Hey, Nanda ka chhora dekhne nahi jayega kya? Will you not go to see Nanda's boy?" As soon as Nanda Maharaj heard this, his hair started standing on end. And he was so happy. Immediately he removed a diamond necklace and gave to that elderly lady. And he started running towards the house. While running, he told Upananda, "I am going to house to see my boy. Whatever cows are there in this field, give this to the husband of this lady." He was very happy. And he came running, took bath, and went to the maternity room. And when the bhabis, the wives of Nanda Maharaj's brothers, they were there, when they came to know Nanda Maharaj is coming, they put a curtain. No entry. Unless you promise me you'll do shopping for me, no entry. You give me some ornament, then I will allow you. They were joking. Nanda Maharaj said, "Yes, yes, no problem. Blank check I will give you. My credit card is yours, don't worry. I'll give you whatever you want." Then they brought Krishna and kept it in the arms of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is in ecstasy. Tears flowing from his eyes. His hairs are standing, he became stunned like a statue, his body is trembling, his throat choked up, he couldn't speak. And he saw, he did abhishek of Krishna with his tears. And inside, when Yashoda Maiya heard the situation of Nanda Maharaj, she also started shedding tears. And Nanda Maharaj was very happy to see such a bluish, beautiful boy, such a delicate, boy, such a soft boy. And he gave back Krishna. They arranged a big abhishek of Krishna. And meanwhile, all the coward men, the news spread. They all came wearing fine clothes, expensive ornaments, big, big turbans, and bringing gifts. And all the wives of coward men, when they heard the news, they also came with wearing costly saris, nice ornaments, flower garland, and nice braids with gifts in their hands. And they kept running. And their body was bulky. When they were running, their whole body was shaking. All the flower petals, you know how Vrindavan flower petals, they keep shedding. So all the flower petals were shedding on the road. The whole road was covered with petals to welcome Krishna. And they were very excited. They all came and gave gifts to Krishna. The coward men came and gave gifts to Krishna. And they blessed Krishna that you grow up to be a strong Rajkumar and protect us whole life. And you be protector of the cows, protector of the Brajvasis, protector of the villagers. And they did abhishek of Krishna with haldi, with milk, with curd, with yogurt, and auspicious substances. Then they came to Nanda Maharaj, the coward men, the coward ladies, and they started enjoying. And Nanda Maharaj was so happy, he gave 2 million cows in charity to the Brahmanas. And he gave big mountain of sesame seeds, mountain of pearls, mountains of grains and cloth and so many jewelry to all the Brahmanas who were there, to the coward men who were there. Then the singers came, the musicians came, the society girls came. They started giving gifts to Krishna, and dancing, and singing, and various historians came, they started singing the glories of the Lord and the dynasty of Nanda Maharaj, and the Brahmanas started chanting auspicious mantras from the Vedas, and the demigods also came and started showering, and the Gandharvas and the Chanaras, they started playing musical instruments, the Apsaras started dancing, the wives of the demigods started dancing, and the coward men who had all these substances of abhishek, they started throwing milk, butter, ghee on each other. Milk, butter, ghee, yogurt on each other. Then they started doing abhishek of Nanda Maharaj. Then the gopis also started doing that. Everybody was drenched in butter, milk, ghee, yogurt. And everybody who came as a visitor there, first they will do his abhishek, then he will take all the substances and do Nanda Maharaj abhishek. Thousands of people came and did Nanda Maharaj abhishek. They put butter, ghee, yogurt, milk on him. So much butter, ghee, yogurt they played with. This was Gokul Vrindavan was very opulent just because they were taking care of cows. Their economy was so nice. Cows eat grass, which is free. On the ground you get free grass, but they give milk from which you can make dahi, yogurt, ghee, butter, which is so costly. And they are abundant. They had lakhs of liters of ghee, butter, milk, and they were playing with it. Every visitor who would come, they would be drenched. And they would drench Nanda Maharaj, they would drench the coward men, they would drench the gopis. And in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, big, big stock and big, big amount of butter, ghee, milk, yogurt, all mixture was flowing on the outside area. And as this was going on, a big problem happened. All the drainage of Gokul was overflowing. The milk and butter came on the streets. Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, the demigods saw Krishna's abhishek, charanamrutis on the streets. They all came as small, small birds and started drinking the charanamrut. That we are fortunate. So auspicious. So such a big Nandutsav this is called. Such a big festival was going on. Rohini Devi, who otherwise would be just sitting in her room, because when the husband is not there, the wife is not very active in decorating her body and meeting other people. But she was so jubilant that she dressed herself in nice sari and ornaments, and she was helping Yashoda Maiya take care of all the guests. Even she was happily doing it. So this news of Nandutsav, which is more descriptive than we discuss now, reached Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha. She heard big party going on, Krishna's birthday party going on, Nandutsav going on. So she came down to see, and when she saw so much opulence, so much charity and so much ghee butter being flowing, she got embarrassed. She said, Vaikuntha is not so rich. Vaikuntha is not so rich. So she started staying here in Gokul. That's what we read. That since Krishna's appearance, Lakshmi Devi started staying in Gokul. Wherever there is Krishna, there is Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi is famous as chanchal, restless. She just stays at one place. A person who is rich today becomes poor tomorrow. Person who is poor today becomes rich tomorrow. But Lakshmi Devi is serving Narayana since eternal. She has never left Narayana. She is not chanchal when she serves Narayana. So Krishna is master of thousands of Lakshmis. Sahasra, thousands of Lakshmis. And that Lakshmi Devi started performing pastimes in Gokul Vrindavan, in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Nanda Maharaj Vraj Bhumi is already opulent, as we see. But since Krishna appeared, it became the pastime place, Leela Sthali for Lakshmi Devi. It became more opulent. Wherever there is Krishna, there is opulence, there is success, there is auspiciousness, there is dharma, there is aishwarya, there is good fortune. So we should add Krishna to our life. Then all negative things will get subtracted. When Krishna comes to our life, he requires big space. Small space he can't manage. So all the spaces occupied by negative anarthas, Krishna will say, get out, I need some bigger sofa, bigger space, small I don't manage, you all vacate the throne. So he occupies our heart. So we should invite Krishna in our life by participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. So Lakshmi Devi came, and Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that this verse predicts that the original Lakshmi, the source of all Lakshmi, Srimati Radharani, is also going to soon arrive in Braj, because Krishna has arrived. Just like Balram arrived, then Krishna arrives. After Balram Purnima we have Janmashtami, then after Janmashtami we have Radha Ashtami. Soon after Krishna, Srimati Radharani also arrives. So when Krishna comes, he doesn't come alone. He comes with all his associates. He comes with his dham. He comes with his paraphernalia. He comes with his devotees. And he comes with his pastimes. Then he goes back. But the beauty is, he leaves his dham and pastimes here for us to hear. And when we hear his pastimes, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then we get attached to Krishna. We get attracted to Krishna. We develop eagerness to meet him, to serve him. So we should hear and read Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, every day. And in that way, we get attracted to Krishna and we progress in bhakti. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments? Yes, Mike.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you, Guruji, for the class.
Hare Krishna.
Just wanted to know that this Prishni and Sutapa, like Brahmaji had given him, you were telling, na, that in three, Krishna has told that, you know, I'll appear in the form of, you know, three birds. So sometimes, just like this Jai Vijay also, it is said that three times they will come. But then we have heard that even Jagai Madhai, they were Jai Vijay. fourth time they had come. With respect to Krishna and Sutapa, is Dasharath and Kausalya Mata is also Devaki, same Krishna and Sutapa, or how?
No. In that conversation, Krishna mentions three births. Krishna Sutapa, Aditi Kashyap, Devaki Vasudev. So he doesn't mention Dasharath and Kausalya. They are in Ayodhya. Same rasa, different personalities. Okay.
About Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi also, they are also not.
So sometimes they are mentioned as Devaki Vasudev, sometimes they are mentioned as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya. So maybe combination like that. Any more questions? Yeah, behind.
Prajit, with respect to various symbols on Krishna's chest, can you give some clarity? Because multiple things are there. One is Kaustubha Mani, and there is Shiva's Chihna, and there is also like representation of Lakshmi, representation of living entities. Can you give some clarity on?
Yeah. Kaustubha Mani is the pendant with a necklace. That's ornament. But silver and golden hair are fixed. So, golden hair represents Lakshmi Devi because he accepts her at his bosom, and silver hair represents the Brahmana's feet because Bhrigumuni hit Vishnu on the chest, so that imprint is there because he is affectionate to Brahmanas and affectionate to Lakshmi Devi. So that these two hairs represent white, silver and golden.
Is there any representation of all the living entities, or that is silver only?
Representation of all living entities. It just, what I read, it mentions representation of the Brahmanas. Like that. Yeah, Mike.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Ruji, for such a wonderful illustration graphically how the festival was going on. So in the beginning, Ruji, when you were relating that how the Lord was born, and then Mother Devaki prayed that, you know, now you reduce your size and then you, like that. So I have earlier also heard this description as it is. Although, if we read Bhagavatam, then I had this question since long, that what is correct or how to understand. If you read Bhagavatam 10th canon, 3rd chapter, so clearly Srila Prabhupada writes that he was born as the child, and repeatedly this word comes, the child. And then Devaki Mata says that, you know, from Vishnu-like form of this child, you come to a human form. Also, if I am not wrong, recently only I read in, I think, 11th chapter of Gita, so Prabhupada writes that Lord was born in a full big form and then he became a child form. So how to understand then?
Yeah. So let me understand your question. You are saying there are two things you have read or heard. One is the Lord comes in grown-up Vishnu form and becomes a small child. And one is the Lord comes in Vishnu child form and becomes a child, right? So wherever the child is mentioned, it is in context because he is Devaki's child. It's not in the context of size. So when you read, he came as child, Vishnu form, that still he came as a grown-up form. But the word child to us refers to size only, or to you now. But it is in the context of Devaki's child. But Krishna book is very clear that he came as a grown-up child, grown-up person, grown-up child, right, grown-up person. And then, actually, Devaki requested you become invisible. So that Kamsa doesn't seize you only. So he doesn't attack you. Because the seventh child of Devaki was born but not visible to Kamsa, so he was protected. So you become invisible. Prabhupada writes, the meaning of this is that you become a small child. So become a small child means he was not small. right? So I think the word child is making us feel the size. So he came as a grown-up person, but he's still Devaki's child. And he became a small-sized baby to come in the arm. Is that okay? Okay, that's all. Yes, Hanuman Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guruji. Very nice class today. I have a few comments. When Krishna was a small baby, that he used to carry the kharava of Nanda Maharaj on his head and bring for him. And Nanda Maharaj never chastised Lord Krishna. But Mother Yashoda, when Krishna used to do some mischievous activities along with boyfriends, she used to chastise. Only she showed the stick only. She never, out of love, she never beat with the stick. Only show. By showing stick, Krishna was crying and the tears were falling from his eyes and was trembling also. And sometimes she pulled ears very softly. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.